ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमतसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Shankara continues explaining various shruti about Brahman, as well as the reality that everything is Brahman alone, in the next few shlokas as well. But the analysis, that Shankara enters into here is with respect to the illusory nature of the world. The illusory nature of the world proves that the world is unreal, which in turn means that duality, dvaitam that is perceived in the world, that dvaitam is unreal. If dvaitam is unreal, then everything is but one self or one Atman alone. So that is where Shankara is leading a seeker to that state wherein it becomes proved and the seeker becomes convinced intellectually that everything is but one Atman alone, and that Atman is what scriptures say as Brahman. So we can also say doubt that is Brahman, Atman, Paramatma, Ishvara and all different from one another, though Shankara as well as Vedanta speaks about Jivatma and Paramatma as different from one another, yet those are Jiva and Ishvara are two different words, two different terminologies, two different illusions at the empirical level. It is just a word difference. The reality is one Brahman alone, and it is termed as Ishvara, Paramatman, etc. in the various scriptures. It is different, those are different ways of speaking about the reality. So the Jiva, which is a reflection of consciousness, Kutastha, has no existence apart from Kutastha. Remove consciousness and Jiva has no existence at all. So that means Jiva is also nothing but Chit alone in essence. The Jivatvam is only an illusion. So various names that scriptures use, it stands for one reality alone. So Bhagavatam at the end speaks about it beautifully thus. Vadanti tat tattva vidaha tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. Vadanti, people speak. Tat, about that reality. Tat, that reality people speak. How do people speak? Tattva vidaha, knowledge of the reality, speak about that reality as jnanam advayam, as advaya jnanam, as advaya consciousness, advitiya chit, non-dual chit, one chit alone. And they term it as brahma iti, paramatma iti, bhagavan iti shabdyate. They term it as brahman, paramatman, bhagavan, ishvara, atman, etc. But the underlying reality, what is meant by all those words, is conscious Brahman or Brahman of the nature of Satchidanandam. It is one entity alone. So after now Shankara explains as to Jiva and Paramatma, Jiva and Ishvara. The difference between Jiva and Ishvara is only with respect to Nama Rupam. That's why Ramana Maharshi beautifully says that Isha Jiva Yor Veshadi Bidha Satswabhavato Vastu Kevalam Veshahanata Swatma Darshanam Isha Darshanam Swatma Rupata Isha Jiva Yoho Veshadi Bidha. Ishvara and Jiva, the difference is with respect to Vesham and Di. Intellectual, like, and Vesham. Vesham is with respect to space, with respect to form, Dhi is with respect to sarvajnyatvam, no knowledge. Ishvara is sarvajna, whereas jiva is alpajna. Ishvara is sarvavyapi, whereas jiva is alpavyapi. So isha jiva yohu vesha dibhidha. The difference is only with respect to vesham and dhi. And then what is their essence? Sat svabhavato vastu kevalam. The vastu is kevalam. Vastu is kevalam means absolute. It's not relative, it's absolute. When we speak about jiva, alpajna jiva, then we need to accept a sarvajna Ishvara as well, that very moment. So both are relative, Ishvara and jiva. Whereas sat svabhavatah, svabhavam, the nature of both Ishvara and jiva is sat, or consciousness. Therefore, vastu is kevalam vastu. The reality is one alone. So veshahanata svatmadarshanam. When vesham vanishes, then atmadarshanam happens. One's own self's realization happens. Ishadarshanam svatmarupatah. That alone, or one's own Atman's darshanam, Atman's realization is realization of Ishvara as one's own self. So Ramana Maharshi also beautifully speaks about it. So Ishvara and Jiva are only with respect to the illusory world, with respect to Nama Rupam, with respect to various qualities, whereas the reality is one alone. So Shankara also explained the Shruti quotation, which we saw a couple of days back, as Mrityosamrityam gacchati yaiha nana iva pashyati. A person who seeks nanatvam as real, he goes from mrityu to mrityu. So what is mrityu to mrityu? That is bhayam. So in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Janaka Maharaja, he goes to Yajnavalkya for discussing, for learning. And after discussing and learning, finally Yajnavalkya tells Janaka, O Janaka, abhayam vai Janaka praptosi. Abhayam vai Janaka praptosi. O Janaka, you have attained abhayam, the state of abhayam. Abhayam, the state where there is no fear. Nirbhayatvam, we can say. That state where there is no fear. We always have fear of one or the other thing. At times we fear our own mind. We fear that our mind will get into addiction, it will get distracted. At times we fear the people around us. At times we fear the things around us, that they may attract people, attract thieves. At times we fear natural calamity. So fear is always there. That state where we don't have any fear, that is the state of bliss. Anandam can be experienced only when we don't have any fear. And where does fear come from? The reason or cause for fear is dvitiyam or dvaita bhavam. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says that dvitiyad vai bhayam bhavati. Dvitiyad bhayam bhavati. Bhayam, fear arises out of dvitiyad, out of dual notion. When we consider duality that we see as real, that's when fear comes. I will fear thieves because, or only when I consider myself as different from them. I can fear a rat only when I consider myself as different from rat. So all fear, the cause, root cause of all fear is dvaitam or duality. And then that duality, it's not duality as such, but if we see everything as one, then though we may see duality, yet we won't be affected by it, because we know that the underlying reality is one alone. So considering dvaitam as real, considering dvaitam as not an illusion but real, that is what causes bhayam. And out of that bhayam, we tend to suffer. So mrityosa mrityam gacchati, that means mrityu denotes bhayam. But that state of abhayam is when a person sees everything as one alone. He doesn't see dvaitam. So dvitiyat vai bhayam bhavati. Without dvitiyam, dvitiya bhavam or dvaita bhavam, dvaita satyatvam, considering dvaitam as real, without that notion, a person will not have any fear. He will have this be in the state of abhayam or nirbhayam or the state of atman, therefore be ever blissful. So the next few shlokas are quotations from Brihadaranyakopanishad speaking about bhayam and the way to get rid of it. So the very next shloka Shankara says that out of ignorance a person considers jiva and paramatma as different. So dvaitam comes into picture. When dvaitam comes into picture, such a moda, such a ajnani, he will have bhayam. Swalpam atyantaram kritva jivatma paramatmano yas santishtati mudatma bhayam tasya bibhashitam. As explained earlier, the difference between Ishvara and Jiva is only with respect to the illusory adjuncts, illusory upadis at the empirical world, empirical level, which are not real. So out of that alpa, alpam, swalpam, swalpam and alpam means very little. So swalpam means very little. So swalpam atyantaram kritva, making that swalpam or small difference into a big issue, kritva, between whom? Jivatma paramatmanoho, between jiva and paramatma, between jivatma and paramatma. So the very the difference between jivatma and paramatma is only with respect to namarupam. Both are Brahman alone. One seems to be all knowing, one seems to be little knowing at the empirical level, but knowledge itself, that knowledge which differentiates Ishvara and jiva, that knowledge itself is an illusion, it is not real. That knowledge is only at the empirical level. It is empirical knowledge. When everything is one entity alone, Sarvam Brahmamayam, when everything is Brahman alone, then who is the knower and what to know? Tasmaretani Brahmaiva Bhavanti Tyavadharayet. So when a person knows everything to be Brahman, then there is no Alpajnam and Sarvajnam, because there is no Jnanam at all. There is only one entity there. So out of Swalpa, Swalpam Atyantaram Kritva, the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma is very minute, very slight. It is an illusory adjunct that causes the difference. So making that a big issue, Yaha Santishtati, he who remains thus, remains with the distinction, with having the distinction between Ishvara and Jiva, he is a Mudatma, he is an Ajnani, he is a Muda, he is a person who doesn't acknowledge Jnanam. He doesn't acknowledge it. It is like a person during noon, when it is 12 p.m. he goes out. He goes out of his house. Sun is shining, yet he doesn't acknowledge sun's presence. So similarly, a person for whom like the non-dual reality, which is a substratum of both Ishvara and Jiva, and the difference being illusion, that being apprehended, being in front of his eyes, yet he doesn't see it. Such a mudatma, yes, santishtrati, who remains with the notion that the difference between Ishvara and Jiva, though it is very minor, yet considering it as real and big, bhayam tasya abhibhashitam, he will be always immersed in bhayam. He will be always in bhayam. Bhayam abhibhashitam. Bhashitam means speech, but this here abhibhashitam would mean that he will be always fearing. So fear will be there when a person considers dvaitam as real. So dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. That's a very famous quoting from Brihadaranyakopanishad. So a person who sees duality as real, such a person, such a mudatma, that is ignorance, because Shankara has till now clearly proved that everything is Brahman alone. Scriptures say in the positive way that Sarvam Brahmamayam. Sarvam Brahmamayam, and then there are many, we learned many Shruti quotations which speak about Brahman. Brahmai Vedam Amritam Purastad, Brahma Pashchad, Brahma Dakshinatashchuttarena, Dashchurdvam Cha Prasidam. Brahmaividam Vishwam Vidam Varishtam. Many Shruti quotations speak about everything as Brahman in the positive way, and then it says Nehana Nasti Kinchana, there is no duality whatsoever here. Yet there are people who consider duality as real. Such people are ignorant. such people are mood atmas. In such mood atma will ever be immersed in bhayam. As long as bhayam is there, there will be no shanti. There will be no shanti, there will be no santosham, there will be no peace, there will be no contentment, and there will be no sukham or anandam. That is what we need, but there will not be there. So in order to get rid of this bhayam, what should a person do? So what is the difference between a person, a mudatma and a jnani? Though both will perceive or both might perceive duality as existing, yet the jnani will not see duality as real, whereas a jnani will see duality as real. Because of that, the jnani will not be abhayam, in a state of fearlessness, in the state of fearlessness, whereas the jnani will be in a state of fear. That's what Shankara says in the next shloka. Yatra jnanad bhavedvaitam itarastatra pashyati atmatvena yada sarvam netarastatra chanvapi. So this speaks about the vision of an ajnani and a jnani. In the previous shloka it is said that ajnani will see difference or dvaitam as real, so he will be in a state of bhayam, whereas the jnani will not see dvaitam, therefore he will be in a state of abhayam. This is also from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I don't remember the quotation, but yatra tu atmeva abhudvijanatah tatra tam kena pashyet. So a person who sees everything as atman, he will what difference, or whom to see and with what to see, because everything is Brahman. But a person who doesn't acknowledge the Atman, the underlying Advitiya Atman, he will be tam itaraha itaraha pashyati, or something like that is the Shruti quoting, that he will see everything as different from one another because he considers Dvaitam as real. So yatra ajnanat bhave dvaitam itaraha tatra pashyati. For a person who has ajnanam, and out of that ajnanam makes him think that dvaitam is real, such a person itaraha tatra pashyati, he sees itaraha. Itaraha means other or another. So he sees another. So yatra ajnanat bhave dvaitam, when dvaitam arises out of ajnanam, so it's a subtle topic. We have to understand that dvaitam, after jnanam, dvaitam might or might not vanish, because dvaitam is not real. So it's not dvaitam that causes the problem, it is considering dvaitam as real that causes problem. So with ajnanam, dvaitam would be considered as real. So ajnanat bhave dvaitam, from ajnanam dvaitam is caused, and from that dvaitam, because of that dvaitam, tatra itaraha pashyati, tatra, in that time, at that time of ignorance, such a person itaraha pashyati, he sees another person, he sees duality. Since he sees another person, therefore fear will be there, therefore he will not have sukham, he will be always immersed in dukkham. So if that is the state of ajnanam, what is the state of jnani? Yada sarvam atmatvena, yada, in or where, or in that state where sarvam atmatvena, everything as Atman. So we have to add the word pashyati there. So yada sarvam atmatvena pashyati, when a person sees everything as the Atman, na itaraha tatra, again pashyati we have to add, na itaraha tatra pashyati, tatra, at that time, na itaraha pashyati, he doesn't see another, because he sees everything as one entity. Oh, does he see everything as one entity? Won't he have slight dual vision? Cha anu api means not even little. Anu means little, api, not even little he will have. He will see another person because neha na nasti kinchana, he'll be seeing everything as Brahman. So in the state of ajnanam, because of ajnanam, dvaitam is considered real. Because of that, a person sees another, he sees differences. Whereas when a person sees everything as the Atman, then he doesn't see another, not even little he sees another, because neha na nasti kinchana, because such a person sees everything as one Brahman. Out of that vision, advitiya vision, he will not have any dukkham. How can you say he will not have any dukkham? Why will he not have any dukkham? That is what Shankara says in the next shloka. Yasmin sarvani bhutani hyatmatve na bijanatah na vaitasya bhavin moho na cha shoko dvitiyatah. This is a direct quotation of Ishavasya Upanishad. I think the 6th or 7th shloka, 6th shloka of Ishavasya, which is 7th shloka. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmeva bhut vijanatah tatra ko mohah kah shokah ekatvam anupashyatah. So it's a direct meaning, so we can learn this meaning itself. Yasmin sarvani bhutani. Why wouldn't such a person who sees everything as Brahman not have any dukkham? Because yasmin, when sarvani bhutani, all beings, he atmatvena vijanatah, a person knows them to be the Atman, to be born of Atman, to be in Atman, to be merging into Atman, that means Atman alone, vijanatah, knows. So when a person knows all the beings as Atman alone, as one Atman alone, then advitiyatah, he sees advitiyam, he sees advaitam. When he sees advaitam, then navai tasya, for him navai bhavet tasya, for such a person navai bhavet mohah, there is no delusion, nacha shokah, there is no dukkham as well. Moham and shokam, delusion and dukkham. Delusion is considering duality as real, thereby seeing itarah pashyati, therefore he sees many things. That is called delusion. It is like a person dreaming. While dreaming, he sees many things. Though there is only one thing, yet he sees many and considers that many as real. That is what is called as moham. And shokam is when a person sees duality. Because of seeing duality, he gets attracted to some people, ragam and dvesham. So because of this raga dvesham, he encounters shokam. When my brother, when my parent, my sister, all those, something happens to them, since I am attached to them, since I have ragam towards them, if something bad happens to them, then I have shokam. Similarly, dvesham, the person I don't like, if something good happens to him, I gain shokam because I don't like him. So moham and shokam are only due to dvaita bhavam. But for a person who knows everything as the Atman, he doesn't see anu api itarah bhashyati. He doesn't see even another person, even anu api, even to the slight amount. He doesn't see least. He doesn't see at all. So such a person who sees everything as the Atman, who knows that everything is the Atman alone, vijanatah, he knows everything to be the Atman, then he doesn't have any shokam or moham. Because he has advitiya bhavam, advaita bhavam. Such a person who has advaita bhavam, he will thereby not have any bhayam. Since he doesn't have any bhayam, therefore he will ever be blissful. So Shankara concludes this analysis of seeing everything as Brahman and not having any bhayam, not having dvaita bhavam in the next shloka. I am atma hi brahmaiva sarvatma sarvatma kataya stitah iti nirdharitam srutya brihadaranya samstaya iti nirdharitam, thus has been proclaimed. Shrutya by Shruti, which Shruti? Brihadaranya Samstaya. That Shruti which is titled, that Shruti which is termed, that Shruti which is named as Brihadaranyam. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says that I am Atma hi Brahmaiva. This Atman alone is Brahman. My Atman that is inside me, that is Brahman alone. That is not different from Brahman. So if my Atman is Brahman, then is somebody else Atman Brahman? Is Osama bin Laden's Atman Brahman? Is Bill Gates Atman Brahman? Is George Bush's Atman Brahman? Yes. Sarvatma kataya stitaha. It is that Brahman. It is the same Brahman which is the self of all beings. So all beings, like whatever beings we have, all their self is one self alone, that is Brahman. Myself is Brahman. All the selves are myself or Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Sarvam Brahmamayam. So that is what Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says. So since everything is Brahman, therefore vision, the real vision or jnanam, jnana chakshuhu, vision of knowledge is when a person sees everything as oneself. Since he sees everything as oneself, therefore he will not have any moham or shokam. He will not have any bhayam. He will be in a state of abhayam. He will be in a state of bliss or anandam. But a person who has ajnanam, who is an ajnani or ajnana chakshuhu, person who has the vision of ignorance, is a mudatma. He sees dvaitam, that he, because of ignorance, he sees dvaitam as real. He considers dvaitam as real. Because of that, the slightest difference between Ishvara and Jiva is made big. Because of that, he will be ever in bhayam. Since he will be in bhayam, he will have moham, shokam. And because of all those things, he will not have anandam. Anandam will not be experienced by such a person. So, this means that we have to always remember that my Atman is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. There is nothing different from Brahman. Difference is only Vesha Dibida. The difference between all Jivatma and Paramatma. Difference between entities only with respect to Nama Rupam. The underlying reality is one alone. That has to be always remembered. If a person remembers, then he will be in a state of Abhayam or Nirbhayam or Anandam, which is called as Moksha or Jivan Mukti. We'll continue tomorrow. Hari Om.